Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Northeast Iowa woman is facing an assault charge after she was accused of pinning her boyfriend between two vehicles. The Old Mine Police Department says the alleged incident occurred just after 7:30 Friday morning in the 10 block of 2nd Avenue Northwest in Old Mine, with 25-year-old Clarissa Miller Fuller arrested about 4 hours later in the 300 block of 8th Avenue Southeast. She faces one count of domestic abuse assault with intent to inflict serious injury and aggravated misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, Miller Fuller is accused of getting into a Toyota Camry that was parked in the driveway, placing the vehicle in reverse, and pinning Drew Bowser against another parked vehicle, causing him to be injured. OPD says Bowser sustained multiple bruises and scrapes on his body and needed to be checked out by Mercy One Ambulance. Miller Fuller is scheduled for a preliminary hearing November 17th in Fayette County District Court. A Fredericksburg man has been arrested on drug charges in Floyd County and faces harassment charges in Fayette County. According to criminal complaints filed by Charles City Police, 27-year-old Austin Pitts was pulled over July 26 for driving with a suspended license. A subsequent search of his vehicle recovered a clear baggie with crystalline substance, possibly methamphetamine, weighing just over a half gram. The substance was sent to the state DCI lab for testing, which confirmed it as meth. CCP then filed the criminal complaint on September 19th. An arrest warrant was issued for possession of meth, third or subsequent offense, a Class D felony, and OWI, meth, a serious misdemeanor. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrested Pitts on Friday and transported him from the Fayette County Jail, where he was being held on a charge of assault, fear of immediate contact, a simple misdemeanor. According to court documents, Pitts is accused of being verbally abusive towards staff at the West Union Residential Care Facility, where he was staying as part of his sentence for his May conviction for possession of meth in Chickasaw County. After picking up the charge in Fayette County last Tuesday, a probation revocation report was filed the same day in Chickasaw County, and a warrant for his arrest in Chickasaw County was issued Thursday. He remains held in the Floyd County Jail on $6,000 cash or surety bond. He's scheduled for a preliminary hearing November 17th in Floyd County District Court. The Iowa Finance Authority has approved more than $5.7 million in grants to assist 42 agencies with homelessness assistance initiatives during the 2026 calendar year, including over $1.1 million to agencies serving North and Northeast Iowa. IFA Director Debbie Durham says Iowa's greatest housing needs include support for individuals with the lowest incomes who are at risk of homelessness. Through strong partnerships with homeless service providers across the state, these awards will support many Iowans in their time of crisis and on their path to housing stability. Iowa Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS grants include over $80,000 for Cedar Valley Hospice, which serves Alamakee, Blackhawk, Bremer, Buchanan, Butler, Chickasaw, Fayette, Floyd, Grundy, Howard, Mitchell, and Winnesee counties. Almost $538,000 is going to Primary Health Care Adair, which serves 28 counties, including Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Hancock, Hardin, Humboldt, Kossuth, Webster, Winnebago, Worth, and Wright counties. Iowa Shelter Assistance Fund and Iowa Emergency Solutions grants, totaling almost $430,000, were awarded to Friends of the Family serving Blackhawk, Grundy, and Tama counties, with over $77,000 to Hawkeye Area Community Action Program, also serving Blackhawk, Grundy, and Tama counties. Registration is now open for participation in the 2025 Holiday Lighting Display in Central Park in Charles City. The Santa's Shining Lights displays are organized by volunteers through the Main Street Charles City program. Once again, businesses and organizations have the opportunity to promote themselves and brighten downtown for the season with their own unique lighted display in the park. Reserved locations are available for $25, $35, or $50, depending on their placement in the park. Go online to santaslightshow.simpletix.com to register. Sites will be on a first-come, first-served basis, with no guarantees you'll have the same location as last year. Once registered, displays can start being set up in Central Park November 21st. The lighting ceremony is December 5th, immediately after the holiday lighted parade through downtown Charles City at 5:30 that evening. A holiday fireworks show over the Main Street Bridge will follow around 6:15. Main Street businesses are also being encouraged to stay open later that evening for the public to stop in and warm up. A soup supper will also be offered by the Foster Grandparents Program at the Columbus Club. Contact the Chamber or Main Street Charles City for more information. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's the Cyclone Coach's Corner Show from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Saturday morning on 95.9 KCHA, it's Osage Playoff Football. The Green Devils taking on Van Meter in the semifinals of the Class 2A football playoffs. Coverage starts at 9:30, kickoff at 10 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.